Evan, Mike, hello.
Hello there. How are you doing? All right?
Oh, yes, not bad. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Now, you're the chairman of Stags Fans United, aren't you?
So, I am.
You find yourself in a rather bizarre situation at the moment, being head of a Mansfield Town supporters group with the club in a very difficult situation at the moment, being locked out of the ground and so on. But you've released a statement today. You explain to me what you've done today.
Well, basically, what we've done is released a statement today. First of all, thanking John Radford to come to conclusion of the community shares that we've been getting over what the trust was set up for now, which means we have basically 9.2% vote in the shares and also a supporters director on the board, which is also a good thing because that way the supporters are now represented on the board of meetings, which is what we need. And the other one is obviously we're Field Mill, and we're starting a campaign this week. We're three Field Mill, sorry. Mm-hmm. We've already managed to, through the Trust and Trust Board, we've managed to raise £3,000, and that's to help John Radford with the legal battle, which is up and coming.
Yes, indeed. So, as regards that, you obviously want to get back into Field Mill. Is that something you want to do long term, or would you be quite happy for Mansfield just to leave Field Mill and go and just start up somewhere else?
I don't think that's at the moment an option. That must be a last resort, which I don't think it'll come into. I think we need to go back into Field Mill. I think that's where our home is and that's where everybody wants to be. And that's what we're going to be fighting for.
Yeah, because it's a big concern, isn't it, at the moment? Because, you know, you think about, you know, needing a 10-year lease to go up into the Football League, and also just needing the quality of the ground. If, you know, if Mansfield were to go up, you know, this year, it'd be odd for a start to be doing it somewhere else. But you need a decent ground to be able to host Mansfield matches this season. And you're looking at, you know, lower league even than the conference grounds at the moment to move into. It's far from ideal, is it? It's a horrible situation you find the club finds themselves in, Mike.
It will be now, but it has brought it to a head with what's happened, and there will be an outcome one way or the other, whichever way that outcome is, and it's anybody's guess at this time. Hopefully it comes better for us, and we and the club will end back with the club, not under its landlord at the moment, but who knows what will happen there. But regarding moving forward, depending on what happens, even if we do get back into league, the ground is still good enough for a league club. There's no problem in that at all.
No, it's just that if you were to go somewhere else, like, you know, Ilkeston or Alfreton, any of the others, then you kind of think, well, that's
a problem.
Then it may be okay short term. They may not even be okay short term, some of them, because they need to be up to a certain standard. But they're certainly not going to be okay long term.
That's right. I know they're announcing in a couple of two or three days, I think, where the grounds are going to be played, I believe. But I have no idea where that is yet, obviously. But at the moment, what SFU are looking at is fighting for Field Mill and having the club back where it should be at Mansfield.
Yeah. Can I raise a point with you, please, Mike? It's Colin Slater. Mansfield Town, the football club, is obviously integral to the whole of the town of Mansfield.
Yes.
In those circumstances, do you think that the mayor of Mansfield should get involved in the interests of the whole town?
That's up to Mayor Mansfield to do that. Personal view is, I do believe he is supporting it.
He's through and through Mansfield, isn't
he? Yes, he is.
I know
he's always at our home games.
Yes, absolutely.
So, end of the day, I think he is supporting it. What's happening at the back room, I don't know. As you know as I do,
so something could be
happen,
going on.
But something could be going on. Mm-hmm. To me, it seems weird, everybody's nice and quiet, but you don't know that, and I can't speculate on that.
No,
sure.
OK, Mike, listen, thanks very much for speaking to us this evening. And obviously, you know, we'll keep close tabs on how the rest of the season pans out, of course, here. So, Mike, thank you very much.
Okay.
Good to talk to you. 7:04, Mike Abbs, who's the chairman of Stags Fans United, obviously wanting to get Mansfield back inside and playing at Field Mill rather than anywhere else.